You are watching a 2013 NFL Draft edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a special draft edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, it's been a busy draft, and let's take a look at some of the moves that were made throughout that AFC North division, starting out with the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. They stuck to that defensive side of the ball and addressed some needs.
Yeah, well, that's where they took a lot of hits in free agency, as everyone knows. And Matt Elam, their first pick, the safety from Florida, I'm very impressed with this guy. He's a hard hitter. He's a nasty player. In fact, John Harbaugh, when he met him, said, you know, you're a nicer guy than I thought you would be. Another interesting choice that they made addressing their defensive line, picking up Brandon Williams. He's a big defensive tackle from Missouri Southern. Small school, but the interesting thing about this guy, if you go on YouTube, there's a video of him walking on his hands. This is a 300-pound guy. I mean, he's built like a refrigerator, and he's walking on his hands and does it with a lot of athleticism, which is exactly what Ozzie Newsome and the rest of the Ravens scouting staff were looking for, and give them credit. I mean, they went into this draft, they made some moves in free agency, they went into this draft looking to plug some keyholes, and it looks like they've done that.
Vic, you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they added some more weapons to this already potent offense.
They did, and this is very interesting because when you think of their receiving game, their passing game, one of the key targets has been Jermaine Gresham, but he wasn't as productive as they wanted him to be last year. So what do they do in the first round? They go out and get the best tight end in this draft, or at least on paper, Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame, and he is definitely a weapon. He is versatile. He can line up at receiver as well as tight end. He's an outstanding player athletically, really good hands. And the other thing I like they did was getting Margus Hunt, the defensive end, with their second pick. He is big and strong and really translates similarly to J.J. Watt from Houston because he has very long arms. He will be a guy that the Browns and other opponents have to watch out for knocking down passes.
And Vic, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm looking at their picks. It looks like they just reloaded.
They did. The Steelers going for defensive help, which they needed to do, getting old there and saying goodbye to a guy like James Harrison. So they go out at outside linebacker and address a need with Jarvis Jones from Georgia. Now, Jarvis Jones, the book on him is that he's a more polished player than a lot of the outside linebackers in this draft, including Barkevious Mingo joining the Browns and then looking at Deion Jordan, who the Dolphins make the trade to get. But he's not an athlete at the level that they are. At least that's the book on him. But he is polished. He just gives up a little athletically, but he'll do the right thing, which, again, for the Steelers and for a lot of teams, from a coaching standpoint, you want that too.
And speaking of the Steelers, the Browns made a trade with them. This is a unique situation. It's been since 1968 that the Browns have done business with these guys.
Just think of what you said. The Browns made a trade with the Steelers. Yeah, but it tells you something. It tells you that when the Browns got to the fourth round, they looked at their board and they stayed true to it. They did not see the value at that pick that they wanted. Now, we know the needs that they've had after the picks that they've made in terms of safety or tight end. They didn't see it there. So instead, they are able to make the deal with the Steelers. And the amazing part of this deal to me is that the Steelers gave up a third-round pick in 2014. Kevin Colbert, their general manager, knows the value of third-round picks. They're like gold. I mean, they really are. It's a premium pick, and they felt that getting Shamarco Thomas, the safety that they selected from Syracuse University, was worth that third-rounder next year. We'll see how this all plays out, but for the Browns to end up with a third-rounder, and some folks will say, okay, why aren't the Browns trying to invest in a pick for this year's team? But the whole plan, you've heard this from Joe Banner, you've heard this from Michael Lombardi, is to build sustainable success. So you have to have those pieces in place next year to help do that.